Miller, the talk of the thumb.
And welcome back to Harbor Beach here as we're getting set to go after a nice little touchdown there from Sloan Klasky, a 60-yard run.
He got a nice block there, Clark, around the right end, but the rest was him after he got around that right end.
And the hatchets almost got him there at about the 5-yard line, but he shoved out of the tackle and then basically
dove into the end zone. Yep.
Or a fancy trip, I would like to call it. But it depends on who you ask there. So,
well, we'll ask Sloan later.
That's right. That's right. I think we'll know what he says.
Yeah.
But when we were gone there, Sutherland actually put up an extra point. So it is now 28-0 Harbor Beach over Bad Axe with 4:03 remaining in the third quarter. So suddenly this game is just opening wide open.
Yes, the Hatchets weren't able to respond here in the third quarter. Coming out of the locker room, they I don't think they even picked up a first down on that series. And then Eli Kraft and company here started clicking, and they put up 14 points in this second half.
So Harbor Beach with 196 yards unofficial on the ground, 20 yards passing for a total of 216 yards offense. Sutherland with a high kick back to the 20-yard line and received by Bannock, moving forward to the 30-yard line. Couldn't get a number on that one.
I'm checking here. I got 22 for the Pirates, and that's Gavin Colpart.
And number four, Dylan White with the reception there.
Made the hit for the Pirates, so the Hatchets will have to see if they can wipe the old skunk off the scoreboard.
That's right. Dylan White there moving the ball 10 yards on the reception. And now they're on their own 30-yard line, 70 yards to go to the end zone. 3:57 remain in the third quarter. We now have number seven. Number seven under the helm. And we don't have number seven.
Well, that's one of those players again. I'm sure there's some of the JV players that didn't play last night. They're using some of them in this game, and I think number 11 for the Hatchets, Ben Braden, is not going to come into this ball game this second half.
No, it looks like he's being checked out actually by Harbor Beach staff, Eastern Heron Ambulance, and Harbor Beach Community Hospital.
Yep.
Great connections they have there. So right now, number seven still under the helm, and last play, number four, Dylan White, basically hit the line of scrimmage, so it's second and 10 now. Number 17 now at the quarterback. Hand off to Dylan White once again. Moves ahead for about three more yards. It's going to be third and seven coming up.
Klasky on the hit for the Pirates as he diagnosed the play and jumped into the tackle hole and was able to bring him down as he's getting a little drug as he's going back.
So Bad Axe with about 70 yards for the game only. 2:50 remain in the third quarter, 28-0 Harbor Beach over Bad Axe. Number 17 now doing the duties as quarterback. And we don't have a number for him either.
Well, that is, we're going to have to kind of correct that.
I think so. Well, they're in the wing Z. Well, it's number, yeah, that is number 17. Three
that
men in the backfield in the wing Z.
Yep.
Man in motion. Hand off. Now it's going to be a keeper, number 17, but Harbor Beach sniffs that one out. A loss of about 5 yards there.
Travis Essmaker came up from his left half and diagnosed that play, or I should say right half, and diagnosed it for a loss.
So it's going to be about 4th and 10 here now for the Hatchets, and I presume the punt team will come back out. Just an update. Looks like Ben Braden is still, he's doing fine on the sidelines, but they are just going through the normal procedures just to make sure he is safe and okay before letting him go back into the game. There appears to be some...
Is the punter knee touched, so that automatically down the ball at the 20-yard line, it looks like.
Yeah, so that's a game changer right there, and that's something you always see. You know, it's the first week of the season. It's going to be... You're not obviously in your prime yet at all. You've only had a few weeks to practice.
Right, and they'll get the kinks out. Really, even the score doesn't indicate how the defense for the Hatchets has played. They just couldn't mount an offensive attack.
No, and they were knocking on the door a couple times right before the end of the first half, and now they're back on defense once again, just bad fate there, or bad luck right there with the punter's knee touching ground at the 20-yard line. So Harbor Beach has a short field with 1:46 remaining in the third. Kraft pans it off to Aaron Ginther, number 47, around the left side, sheds one tackler, has the first down, getting down toward the touchdown line.
No, he's out about
not
the
quite.
2-yard line.
2-yard line.
By Metzer and Spencer Kelly as they prevented Ginther from going in. You can see the difference, the speed the Pirates and the Ginther have as they did not play in the first half, and he just scooted around that left end.
So an 18-yard scamper for Aaron Ginther. Now he has 33 yards on three carries, averaging a first down every time he touches the ball. Minute 36 remain in the first. They are on basically the 2-yard line, first and goal for the Pirates, knocking on the door once again of the Hatchets. Kraft under helm, wing tee, and there's a flag under the play.
Well, I'm not sure what the umpire on the left side saw, but we're going to find offsides Hatchets, apparently. Oh, Pirates.
So pushing them back, it is going to be a little bit of a longer field. So first down, repeat the down.
And you might say, Clark, excuse me there, but you might say, oh, I can get an offside. They lined up offsides.
There you go. Straight out of the barn, offsides. So now it looks like it's going to be first and goal from the 6-yard line, 5-yard penalty for the Pirates. 6 yards to go to another touchdown. Minute 36 still remaining in the third quarter. And that's going to be a flag, number
55. They went on a second cadence, and they got number 55 to jump for the Hatchets, so they'll get the 5 yards back.
And Rogers is trying to penetrate there and didn't work out for them, so they are right back to where they started from. It's half the distance to the goal line, so it's now on the basically the 2.5-yard line. First and goal still with a minute 36 remaining in the third quarter. So Kraft still in the wing tee. Badax showing blitz. And off to number 7, Derek Cuff into the end zone, untouched. Another touchdown for the Pirates, making it 34-0 over the Badax Hatchets with 1:31. A 2.5-yard run for Derek Cuff, putting him into the end zone. Derek Cuff now has 57 yards.
Well, he's been impressive, but they haven't, gone to him that much in the second half. But you have to give the credit also to the defensive line and coach for the Pirates, Ron Rubel, as he was able to shut this Hatchet team out.
And Sutherland puts up the extra point, and it's good. And I also must note, the ball boy for the Pirates made a fantastic catch for that field goal, about 20 yards behind the uprights there. So, minute 31 remaining in the third quarter. It's time to take a quick break. You're tuned to WLEW.
When you need good, reliable transportation you can count on at an affordable price, think Buchholz Auto Sales of Banax. They're your source for nice, dependable vehicles priced under $4,500. It's an ideal place to find an affordable car for you or your teenager, a second family car, or a way-to-work car. Inventory changes daily, but they usually have some 2002 to 2005 models on hand. Buchholz Auto Sales at 945 South Van Dyke, right next to WLEW, is open 9:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9:30 to noon Saturday. Buchholz Auto Sales was paying cash for clunkers, dead or alive, long before the government ever thought of it, and Buchholz will even haul it away.
And welcome back to Harbor Beach, where it is now 35 Pirates Hatchets 0 with a minute 30 remaining in the third quarter. This game just opening wide open suddenly.
It's all over but the shouting here, Clark, as the Hatchets could not respond in that first 4 minutes of that third quarter. They couldn't get any offense going, and you got to credit the defensive front of the Pirates as they were able to hold them, get the ball back, and then the new players that came in the second half showed their dominance. Well, the refs are trying to decide, do we mark the ball here, or we're giving the Badax action an extra 10 yards here.
That's definitely week one jitters there. Now they're now up to the 40-yard line kicking it off with Sutherland doing the duties. And a kick that's going to take them to about the 25-yard line.
Going right up the gut.
Down about to the 37-yard line of the hatchet.